Hello, and welcome to another episode of Bonding Through Problem Solving. I'm Adam, your host, and today we dive into the enriching world of emotional intelligence and empathy. Our focus is on how these elements can be nurtured in children through engaging in problem-solving activities with everyday objects and events. Let's get right into it by first understanding what emotional intelligence really means. Emotional intelligence, or EI, refers to the ability to understand and manage one's own emotions, as well as recognize and influence the emotions of others. This is crucial in child development because it lays the groundwork for healthy social interactions and relationships throughout life. When we talk about fostering emotional intelligence, one of the core components we emphasize is empathy, the ability to put oneself in another's shoes and comprehend their feelings and perspectives. Empathy is a foundational skill that not only helps create deeper connections, but also encourages collaborative efforts and peaceful conflict resolution. Now, you might wonder how everyday objects come into play here. Think of the items around your home, such as a spoon, a towel, or a stack of playing cards. These can be turned into tools for collaborative problem-solving activities that are fun yet insightful. For example, a simple challenge like building a tower with playing cards teaches children about balance and design, but it also opens up space for discussing decisions and strategies, thus nurturing communication and empathy. Another effective approach is role-playing scenarios. These allow children to step into different roles, such as pretending to be someone else or thinking how they might respond to a given situation. By doing so, they begin to understand the perspectives and emotions of others, fostering empathy naturally. Team tasks, where children need to work together to achieve a common goal, also highlight the importance of collaboration and understanding each other's strengths and weaknesses. These activities are not only about problem solving in the traditional sense, but also about navigating emotional landscapes. The timing of these activities also plays a critical role in their effectiveness. Evening, particularly after dinner, is an excellent time to engage in these bonding moments. It's a calm period where the day's rush has slowed down, and both fathers and kids can afford a relaxed mindset. Dedicating this time consistently helps establish a routine, making it a cherished part of the day. In addition to the interactive tasks, it is vital to create an environment where children feel safe to express their feelings. Fathers can facilitate this by making open communication a priority. It's about listening actively to your child's thoughts and emotions and validating their experiences. By doing so, you build a platform of trust and understanding that extends beyond the problem-solving games. The lasting advantage of teaching children empathy along with emotional intelligence is their enhanced social skills. Empathetic children learn to navigate the complexities of different social situations more adeptly, leading to healthier relationships with peers and adults alike. Reflecting on the outcomes of these problem-solving activities is equally important. After each session, fathers can initiate discussions on what went well and what could be improved. Encouraging kids to share their thoughts fosters a habit of reflection and reinforces learning. Ask them questions like, "How did you feel when this happened? What can we do differently next time?" This not only enhances their problem-solving skills, but also helps children develop a reflective mindset that is crucial in building emotional intelligence. Consistency is key. Making these activities a regular part of your routine builds a sturdy foundation for future conversations, especially as your children transition into their teenage years. The time invested in these moments pays off in the form of an open line of communication that becomes vital during adolescence, a phase where children face complex emotional and social challenges. As we wrap up today's episode, I hope you feel inspired by the valuable insights we've shared and are ready to apply these practical strategies with your kids. We've explored how fostering emotional intelligence and empathy through problem solving can create powerful, lasting bonds between fathers and their children. By transforming everyday objects into tools for learning and creating a safe space for communication, you are not only helping your children grow, but also preparing them for life's many challenges. Remember, making time for these activities consistently will pay dividends in the future, building a strong foundation for open dialogue and deeper connections. Thank you for joining us today on Bonding Through Problem Solving. I'm Adam, and I look forward to our next opportunity to explore more ways to enhance your father-child relationship. Until then, enjoy those precious moments of togetherness.